Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Shir of Yud Zayin of 13th of August. Simen Tov Resh Chav Vav, Seif Aleph. We're up to the words of Yesh Oimrim, two lines from the bottom of the page. We discussed yesterday the halachas with regard to what we've got in our sheet. We've got it called item number B, where you've got a tree which is chamoso meruba mitzilso, more sun than shade, and underneath that you've got a sukkah which is tzilso meruba mechamoso, which if the sukkah would have been placed elsewhere, the sukkah would have been a kosher sukkah, but since it's underneath that tree, that these unfortunate circumstances makes the sukkah a little bit more questionable. So we learned yesterday the first opinion of with regard to this scenario, and the opinion that we discussed yesterday was that actually it's kosher, and the reason was explained in Sifkot and Gimel, Avalima Ilon Chamosom Ruba Metziloso, then it was considered kosher because the Ozhatzel Kmoshe Einoi, we disregard the shade altogether, and it's not considered at all a sukkah tachzoilon. It's not considered a sukkah underneath the tree at all because there's so little branches, so we can disregard that tree altogether. That was the first opinion. Tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to be learning an opinion which argues with that and holds differently. Okay, but we're going to be discussing the same scenario, at least initially, as B. V'yesh oimrim, and some Rishonim hold differently, says Shulchan Aruch, she'afilu im ha-sukkah tzilzo meruba mechamoso, that even if the sukkah is tzilzo meruba, is more shade than sun, b'lo yo'ilon, disregarding the tree, v'o'ilon chamoso meruba metziloso, and the tree is chamoso meruba, the tree is more sun than shade, yeah, so B. Im anfeo ilon mechuvonim keneged tzchacha kosher pesulo. If the branches of the tree are right on top of the tzchach, which is kosher, the sukkah becomes posul. Bein sheho ilon kodam, whether the tree was there chronologically first, Bein Shah Sukkah Kodma, whether the sukkah was built there first, an old sukkah which was there before the tree, makes no difference. Why is that? Why is it possible? Kivin She'an Feiho Ilon, since the branches of the tree, Mechuvonim, Keneged Tzchach HaKosher, are right on top, are directly opposite, right on top of the Tzchach HaKosher, of the kosher Tzchach. So we're learning now, is that this opinion holds, that you've got the tree on top of the Tzchach, you've got various numerous branches coming out of the tree. Since the branches of that tree are right on top of the schach, so therefore what happens is that you have to disregard the schach, which is right underneath those branches. And consequently what happens is that the schach, which physically speaking is but since you have to disregard the space, the area of the schach, which is underneath the tree, so what happens is that the schach is inevitably, or probably, going to become, halachically speaking, from tzilzo meruba, it's becoming now chamoso meruba. Because although technically and practically speaking, you've got a schach hakosher there, but since it's underneath branch of a tree, so you have to disregard the space of the schach, which is underneath that tree, and therefore you don't have so much schach left on the sukkah, and it becomes a chamoso meruba mitzilso sukkah. Let's see this inside in the Mishneh Berurah. Sifkot mechavav, mechuvonim keneged tzchach hakosher psulam, svir lehu, this opinion holds, shekol mash, on the bottom line of the Mishneh Berurah, shekol mashu tachzo ilon, everything which is underneath the tree, Command the lesser damya is not considered tzchach at all. You can just disregard it. You must disregard it. You can't add that as kosher tzchach area. She'enu meshamesh klum. It's not using it. It's not doing anything. It's not actually producing shade. You don't have shade over here, which is produced from the tzchach kosher because you've got a tree on top of it. Kimsho Elyon Meitzilalov, since the tree on top, the Elyon, the upper area, is actually creating shade on top of that. Veim Kainen, therefore, Minaschach HaNisha, from the remaining Schach of the Sukkah, Urak Chamosu Merubah Metzilosoi, what's remaining on the Sukkah is only Chamosu Merubah Metzilosoi, it's more sound than shade. Ve'im aschach shelo ilon, en yochol etztaref. And he can't add up over here the schach of the branches of the tree. He can't consider that, obviously, kosher schach. And he can't add up. Av sheyeh alidezet tziltzum rub mechamosol. Even if you were to add up, you can't add it up. Da schach posol, it's schach posol. Why is it schach posol? Because it's part of a tree, and it's connected, and therefore it's considered schach posol. Now, we learned yesterday, and that's C on our page, that you can bring it down. And the truth is, says the Rama, here too, miu im hishpel ha'anofim lemato. If you did take down the branch of the tree, lemato down, ve'ervan, you mix it with a schach, in a way that it's not recognizable, betelin becomes bottle, but sukkah gesheron, the sukkah becomes kosher. So what we're learning now is the Rama says that, remember what we learned yesterday, that you can actually pull down the schach hakosher, the schach, you can pull down the branch of the tree onto the schach and then mix them up together with the schach hakosher. So here too you can do exactly the same thing. You can pull down the leaves and mix it with the schach hakosher, and actually then you are okay. Because it's going to become bottle, as we learned, that you need a bottle, but you need the majority of schach kosher. Here too, you're going to have majority of schach kosher, and therefore it's going to be okay. V'cheni miniach schach kosher al schach posul. Similarly, also, if you had schach kosher, and you put that on top of the schach posul, mikri eruv, it's considered mixing up, and that's fine as well, the kosher. Now, it does continue with the following. Said the Shulchan Aruch, aval im ho'anofim keneged ho'avir shebein haschach ha'kosher. Skip the brackets. Ksheirot, then it becomes kosher. If you had branch of the tree, which were between the schach ha'kosher, in other words, there wasn't much branches at all, then, actually, the schach will become kosher. There's no problem. Explains Shulchan Aruch the reason. Hoil v'tzeil ha'kosher. V'hoil v'tzeil ha'kosher hu merubah mechamoso. Since you've got still kosher shade, which is merubah mechamoso, therefore, even if you were to take away the tree, you still had the shear of the kosher schach, which would make it kosher. Therefore, it's fine. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Uvechol zeh, with all this, lo yishani, that makes no difference. Lo yishani, it makes no difference to us. Ben shekodom ha'ilon, whether the tree was there first chronologically, lekodom ha'schach, whether the schach was there first, din echod lehem, it's one din. So, let me rephrase this in my own words, if I may, that we're saying now the following, that we learned, that according to this opinion, the branch of the tree, if they're right on top of the schach, are problematic. It makes the schach into a chamoso merubah metzelso, because you have to disregard the area of the schach, which is right underneath the tree. So this is not necessarily true, says the Shulchan Aruch, because it could be, imagine, you've got a tree that hasn't got much branches, hasn't got much leaves, and even if you were to disregard the space which is right underneath those branches, even if you were to disregard that space area, and you'd assume that schach area doesn't exist at all on the sukkah, because it's just underneath the tree. If that area, you just assume that doesn't exist, it's not even a schach kosher, you'd still have the metzias would still be that the sukkah would be, physically speaking, tziltzo berubah mechamoso, then it's fine. So, again, if the branches are not, there's not that many branches. Just imagine there's one branch coming out of a tree. One branch. And that branch is on top of a sukkah. And the sukkah itself is completely covered with schach. Now, according to this opinion now, even if you disregard, even if you would say, you know that the branch is covering up a little area of the schach. So even if you were to say, you know what, that area, which is right underneath the branch, that area is no good schach. It's no good schach. And you'd say, forget that area. I'm just assuming, I'm disregarding that area. I'm not considering that schach kosher at all. But since it's not a significant area of the schach at all, it's just one branch. And even if that would be totally open, I'm disregarding the schach over there. I should be open. Imagine there's no schach at all in that area. The sukkah is still kosher. Because you've got... It's still certainly, the sukkah is certainly still kosher, because you've got certainly a sukkah which is tilted b'rum mechamas, so you've got more shade than sun. Just one branch area I'm disregarding, but the rest is fine. So in that kind of scenario, in that kind of case, the sukkah remains kosher. The sukkah remains kosher. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So that even according to that stringent opinion of today's shiur, that opinion... he still holds that if it's not substantial, and you still have halachically speaking it would be kosher. So I would like to quickly go through those words of Shulchan Aruch again, and that is undoubtedly one of the advantages of having an audio, that you can just skip that part if you are clear in it. So please feel free to skip that part. Says the Shulchan Aruch again, I'm just going briefly over the words again, just to make that glass clear. V'yesh oimrim, says the Shulchan Aruch, two lines from the bottom in page Pehei. V'yesh oimrim, some say, unlike yesterday's opinion, sha'afilo im ha'sukah tziltzum rubim mechamosa, even if the sukkah is tziltzum rubim mechamosa, below ilon without the tree, v'ilon chamosum rubim tziltzum, and the tree is chamosum rubim tziltzum, is more sun than shade. Iman for ilon mechuvonim keneged tzchach ha'kosha psula, if the branch of the tree are right on top of the tzchach, and the sukkah becomes kosher. Bein sha'ilon, kodam, bein sha'sukkah kodma. Whatever was at first makes no difference. Why is it a problem? Why does it render the sukkah possible? Kivan sha'an fer ilon, since the branch of the tree mechuvonim are right on top, can I get tzchach kosher on top of the tzchach kosher? And therefore, you have to disregard, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, you have to assume that the tzchach of the sukkah is not kosher there. You have to disregard that space, that area right underneath the tree. You have to just assume that it's not kosher. It's as if there's no schach there at all, and therefore the sukkah will be considered a sukkah which is chamosa berubah metzilza. Again, it's very interesting because it's just halachically chamosa berubah metzilza. In fact, it's in reality, it's very much covered, and you've got lots of shade. In fact, you've got double shade. You've got the shade of the sukkah, and you've got shade of the tree. But halachically speaking, since the shade is created by a tree, so therefore it's considered halachically speaking, not kosher schach, and not kosher schach. So you've got in the sukkah is considered chamosum rubim tzilza, and therefore it's considered possible. Very interesting. The Rama adds over here: umiyu im ha'ish pelan ofim lemato. If you pull down the branch of the tree lemato down into the sukkah, when you mix it up in maschach with the schach she'enu nikon, in a way that it's not recognizable at all, but tailin, it becomes nullified. V'asukkah ksheir, and the sukkah is kosher. V'chein imeniach. And similarly, if you put schach kosher, the kosher schach al schach apostle on top of the schach apostle, mikre eruv would be considered an eruv, mixing up the kosher, and it would be considered kosher. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, avalim anofim keneged avir sheben haschach kosher. But if the branches are not substantial, that's my translation, that's what it means, skip the brackets, ksheru, it becomes kosher. In a case that you've got more tzel kosher, even if you take away the tree, you've got shear, enough shear, because in the kosher sukkah to make it kosher, with all this, it doesn't make a difference whether the tree was first, the schach was first, it's a one halacha. So what he finishes off saying is the following, that if the tree doesn't have a lot of branches growing on top of the sukkah, it's just very, very just a few branches, and even if you were to disregard the space, that little space of shade that is created, you take that space of the schach away and you disregard that, even if you would do that, if you've got a sukkah, that in that particular sukkah, you've got still some rub mechamoso in the actual sukkah, then the sukkah remains kosher. Then the sukkah remains kosher because it's still some rub mechamoso. Right, that's today's opinion. Now the question, of course, is how do we pass it? It's really no gale meiser. Imagine if God just a sukkah and there's a tree that has got a branch on top of the sukkah. Not a lot, just a little bit. Is there a problem or not? Is there sukkah kosher or not? So that's interesting. So according to yesterday's opinion, according to the first opinion, Shulchan Aruch, it's fine. You can disregard it. You can disregard it if it's not if it's at. If the sukkah is still tzomer rub mechamoso, and the tree is only a branch or two, then you can disregard it, you can ignore that. So it's fine. According to today's opinion, it's not so poshut. If there's a bit more than that, it's not so poshut. So that's so how do we paskin? So the Bialocha says that we've got normally a rule that when the Shulchan Aruch says an opinion, and then afterwards he says v'yesh oimrim, so the halacha is like the rule is stam v'yesh oimrim. If you've got a statement in the Shulchan Aruch v'yesh oimrim, and after it's an opinion of which is Shulchan Aruch quoted as v'yesh oimrim, some say so stam v'yesh oimrim halacha k'stam. The halacha is like stam. But here, if you're looking carefully in the first line of the Shulchan Aruch, yesterday Shia, you don't really have those words. On the contrary, it says a little bit different. It says Moses, of course, Tachzon Yesh Oimrim Shema Ilan. He considers the first opinion is called Yesh Oimrim, and today's opinion is also considered Yesh Oimrim. So you've got Yesh Oimrim, Yesh Oimrim. So how do we paskin? So it's true that Stam Yesh Oimrim Halachik is Stam, but of here we've got Yesh Oimrim, Yesh Oimrim. How do we paskin? Yesh Oimrim, Yesh Oimrim. The Bialocha addresses this point, bottom Bialocha of the page, and he says the following: Yesh Oimrim Shafil Av Al Pi HaKlal Yudua. According to the well-known rule, if you've got two Yesh Oimrim, the first one is Yesh Oimrim and the latter one is also Yesh Oimrim, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the second opinion, which is stringent over here. We also machme over kedas Avio Ezri, like the opinion of the Avio Ezri, which is that second opinion. That's how the Prim Godim paskens as well. That we pasken like the second opinion, which is stringent. Mikol mokim, nevertheless. B'shas adchak, if it's difficult circumstances, she'en lo sukkah, it's got no other sukkah. V'gam yev shaloi le sakken a sukkah, l'achshiro, can't fix that sukkah, to fix it for sukkahs. Yeshlis mochal tzvor rishoyno, if it's really necessary, a person can be lenient like the first opinion, and be matter that. Says the Bialocha, you can be lenient, and you can pasken like that, if necessary, but l'chatchila, won't you try to avoid that. This was the shir of Yud Zayin of.